The Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. Look, over the last couple of days, I've been inundated with calls and messages from people regarding a hot rod event down in the Nambucca Valley, saying that, you know, it's not going ahead and that they weren't able to have the cars in the street. Well, we've finally got to the bottom of it, and to have a chat to us this morning, the General Manager of the Nambucca Valley Council, Chris Thompson, joins us. Chris, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Michael.
Thanks for your time this morning on this. Look, there's been a lot of talk around the community about this, but I understand it's all been resolved now.
Yeah, that's right. So there was a permit issued to the event organisers a couple of weeks ago, but they weren't happy with that. It kind of restricted their access to the main street in Nambucca Heads, and that was based on public safety and identification of risk that the traffic committee had put forward. So they decided that they weren't going to hold the event, but subsequently we've had another meeting with the event organisers and the police, and it's going forward to the traffic committee this morning. So we're very confident that it'll be signed off and the event will go ahead.
Chris, I'm glad that you've come on and we've been able to sort this out and talk about this morning, because there was a lot of, misinformation being thrown around in the community, saying that, you know, it was the council that shut it down, it was the police that shut it down and things like that. And this is something that is, for the local businesses, a really, really important event to bring people to the region. And so I'm glad that it's been cleared up, that they did actually have a permit, and it was based on safety, which is what you would expect.
Yeah, absolutely. So the event organisers have actually agreed to put more volunteers in place in high-vis vests to do pedestrian safety and management, and to allow residents who would be impacted by the event to get in and out of their properties. So the police and council have been satisfied that that will address some of those safety risks. And as I said, it's got to be signed off this morning, but I'm very confident that will happen and the event can go forward. So it's full steam ahead, Michael.
Fantastic. Congratulations to your council and also to the New South Wales Police for being able to sort this one out. And thanks so much for your time this morning, Chris.
Great. Thanks, Michael. Talk to you soon.
Chris Thompson, he's the General Manager from the Nambucca Valley Council. And as we said, there'd be a lot more to it than what a lot of people were saying. There was a permit and they've got together and it is going on this weekend.